Hey there, it's Ron. We only have two more live shows left in 2017 on December 12th in San Diego and December 20th in Denver. The theme of those shows will be chance. We're also going to be announcing our themes for 2018 in the coming weeks, so please keep an eye on our website, thenarrators.org, for more information.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
All right, we have one major U.S. holiday down, and we're on that steep slide to the end of the year. So for those of you out there who are feeling the post-Black Friday surge in your minimalist tendencies, here's a story from longtime friend and first-time storyteller Carlos Madrid. His story was recorded live on September 20th, 2017 at Bumpport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was space.
Cool. Thanks, Ron. So in February of 2016, which was last year. God, this isn't going great already. I decided to answer a Craigslist ad for a 1998 Ford Econoline van. And I kind of had a mission, what I was going to be doing with my van. But this was me just being like, hey, let's see if this is kind of cool. So I went and looked at this van. It's a conversion van, Rockwood edition. So bucket seats. On both rows, front and rear, and then the back seat fold down to a bed by a touch of a button. So I was like, "Ooh, yeah, this is looking good. This is looking good." So I dwindled them down $2,100, which was a good price. It only had 130,000 miles on it, just broken in. I bought the van, took it to my then roommate's house, and I was like, I bought a van. And they're like, cool, what are you going to do with it? I was like, I'm going to move into it. And so that began a process of me dwindling down the space in my life to this small van. I've been notorious for holding on to a lot of objects in my life. You know, a lot of stuff people give me, but also just books and all this stuff. So I was like, wow, look at all these boxes of books I really like, but I don't need them anymore. So I made this choice to get all this stuff that I've been carrying around for me for years, just moving boxes of books everywhere, and all this other crap. And I mean, like, okay, what really matters to me in all this? Okay, so I started going through everything, and I got it down to this small box, and like, this is it. This is all that really matters. But what am I going to need? And luckily, I had a few objects in there I needed. You know, I pulled out, you know, my sleeping bag, my tent, backpacks, stoves, stuff like that. Like, what am I going to need when I move into this van? How am I going to cook? What am I going to use to sleep in? Like, I have a bed. I fold that down, but am I just going to sleep on that thing? Like, what am I going to do here? So I started giving a lot of stuff away to Goodwill. You know, that gave books and stuff. But then I also had a couple of yard sales, which got me a little bit of dough to buy some, you know, pots, single burner stove, a few other little objects I was going to need in there. But then I just got rid of all this stuff. And when I first started, I thought, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can get rid of, dude, I have this book. It's old. I'm a land surveyor, so I like love math books and nerd stuff. So it's like, this is an old 1918 edition of tangents. And like, what the hell am I going to do with that thing? I have a calculator. I have a smartphone. I'm like, oh. Yeah, so I just started getting rid of stuff, and I was like, wait, this, okay. And when I started getting rid of it, it was like, oh, man, I kind of feel good. Like, I'm like, not only was I carrying this weight around with me, but I was carrying, like, all this stuff that I thought, that I put into all this stuff, you know? Like, I got this at this bookstore in this state. It was like, well, that's great, but I remember it's all up here. It's not in that book. It's not in those objects that I had. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to hold on to these memories, but I'm going to get rid of this stuff and let somebody else enjoy it because it's just sitting in a box. Like, what the hell am I doing with all this crap? So as soon as I started getting rid of it, I was like, cool. And I was getting rid of stuff for cheap too. Like I had a Techniques 1200. I got rid of that thing for like $20 to some kid. And I was like, that thing's like over $1,000. But I was like, whatever. He's going to have fun with it. He's going to start a band. So it was like a lot of the stuff, me getting rid of it, was that this person's going to find some kind of use. Like this, it was great. It felt like, oh, I'm handing it off to somebody else now. So I got rid of all my stuff, dwindled down to a little bit of things, shoved it in this van, and, you know, February is still pretty cold out, so I was like, you know, if I can survive this little bit of winter that we're going to have here in this van, then I'll be cool. And it snowed one night, and I got in there, and I slept in, and I was like, oh, man, it's so warm in here. I was like, this is better than my own bed. I'm like, screw that. And then I was like, but this needs to be a little bit more comfortable. So went to Walmart. I hate Walmart, but I had to go there. It was cheap. And I bought me a memory foam mattress. I threw that in there, and I was like, oh, my God. Now I still hold that thing. Oh, it is the best bed in the world. Best bed in the world. So I threw that in there. That's my bed now. I pulled out the seats. Not the front seats. I keep those front seats. But I pulled out the middle seats, and I think I put them in an alley somewhere. I don't know. I was like, somebody will find use for these. I got this big box that I would keep all my camping gear, and I pulled out all the crap, and I put in all the stuff I need, and that's kind of like my little, keeps all my good stuff in there. And I have a couple little containers to keep my clothing, but that's all I really needed was my clothing, stuff that's going to keep me survived, my bed. And what else does it give me? Oh, man, that van has given me all these adventures. So I've gotten to live in national parks for months. I've gotten to live out on the road. I've taken that thing out to L.A. I've taken it to Portland. Got to stay in the Columbia River Gorge in Oregon for 3 weeks. And it was like, oh, this is so awesome. So it's not only freed me of space, it's given me the space of the country. You know, wherever I can take it, that's my house now. You know, I still live here in town. I still do a lot of stuff here, and a lot of people, well, what do you do? How do you, where do you stay? I have a good friend, he owns a big lot, and he's like, you'll be my junkyard dog now. I'm like, cool, yeah, I'll guard the place. Cool, so I'm a junkyard dog. What do you do about showers? I have friends, you know. I still take daily showers. Well, sometimes not. But then, you know, there's also streams and stuff. I've jumped in a stream a few times and washed in those. But the freedom I have now in my life, I don't think I could ever give it up. And people still ask me, well, what's your end? When are you going to stop this kind of life? And I'm like, I don't know, when it decides to stop for me. But I don't ever see that happening. Thanks.
Carlos Madrid, everybody. I have never been so jealous of a person and their living situation than I am of Carlos some days.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our assistant producer is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal. A very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Illegal Pete's, Sexy Pizza, From the Hip Photo, and Renegade Brewing Company. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, California, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, and for past episodes, photos from our live shows, and a list of our upcoming events and themes, please visit thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.